Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. This is Tunch Ilkin, and you are watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto, "The eye in the sky does not lie." Yesterday, in Foxborough, the New England Patriots scored more points and gained more yards than any opponent in Pittsburgh Steelers franchise history. How does that happen? Sometimes your defense gets fooled, and sometimes the other guys just make a better play.
First and 10, Brady and company. He's back to throw it. He pumps. He waits. He fires it down the field. Wide open. That's a touchdown for Danny Amendola, the fifth-year man from Texas Tech.
You know, through the course of what happened yesterday afternoon, some of it was because of breakdowns in coverages, and I think some of it was just poor judgment. You see right now that the New England Patriots have lined up in three wide receivers. And down at the bottom, this is Julian Edelman. Right here is Danny Amendola, and this is Aaron Dobson, the young receiver that can just flat-out fly. And what the New England Patriots are going to do is all they're going to do is they're going to run all vertical routes, three verticals, and you're going to see an out and up by Edelman. You're going to see just right down the seam a vertical route by Amendola, and you're going to see an out and up by Dobson. The Steelers are going to counter with cover three, four under, and you're going to see William Gay go back in his deep third. Troy is going to go back in the middle of the field. He's got the middle third, and you're going to see Ike come down here and have the deep third to this side. Ryan is going to come up and have the flat. You're going to see drop here, and then Jarvis Jones, or not Jarvis, but you're going to have Cortez Allen, who's a nickelback. He's going to drop. So they're going to have four under, three deep. Very, very basic. It's what the Steelers do. But what I don't understand is why Troy gets caught over the top. We're going to watch Troy on this, and at the snap of the ball, Tom Brady takes the ball. Now he's looking to his right. Immediately, Troy starts moving to his left, the quarterback's right, because look at Tommy. He's looking over here at the Julian and Edelman. But the thing is, Ike is in great shape here. He's got a plenty of a cushion on Julian Edelman. He really doesn't need Troy to cheat this way. So if I'm Troy, I think you shut it down right there. But he keeps going. As soon as he gets past the hash, look where Tom Brady's looking now. And look at Danny Amendola, who's running this seam route straight down the field. Right now, William Gay is in no man's land. He's in between these two. He's got to take the deepest guy in his third. The problem is there are two guys in his third, and Troy's right here. Watch the way Troy turns around here. He knows he's beat. He knows it's too late, and that's the way you draw it up with the chuck. Now watch. We're gonna take a look at Tom Brady. Watch him, and you're going to see exactly what Troy Polamalu sees. He's dropping back. Right now he's looking to his right, and then he comes back, looks to his left. At this point, it's too late. There's not a whole lot of air underneath that ball. You can see how late Troy is getting there.
That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here next Monday exclusively on Steelers.com.